Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. A beautiful queen sat sewing by her window in the middle of winter, when the snowflakes were falling like feathers. She pricked her finger as she worked, and three red drops of blood fell on the black ebony wood of the window frame and on the white snow below. "I wish for a daughter with skin as white as snow, lips as red as blood, and hair as black as ebony," she sighed. And so it happened. She had a little girl with skin as white as snow, with lips as red as blood, and with hair as black as ebony. Her parents called her Snow White. But only a few days after her birth, her mother died. Her father, the king, had truly loved his queen, but he needed a mother for Snow White, so he searched for a second wife. He married a princess whose face was lovely as summer, but her heart was cold as ice, and she worked dark magic. She was so vain, she could not bear to think that anyone could be more beautiful than she was. When she came to the palace, the only thing she brought was a mirror in a golden frame. Each night, she whispered, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?" And the mirror would answer,
"You, O queen, are the fairest one by far."
This made the new queen very happy, for she knew that the mirror could not lie. She preened herself in front of the glass and smiled in satisfaction. But Snow White grew more and more beautiful every year, until one day, when she was seven, her wicked stepmother asked her usual question.
"Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?"
This time the mirror replied,
"You, O queen, are fair and lovely too, but Snow White is more fair than you."
The queen was furious, and her lovely face turned ugly with rage. She called for her huntsman.
"Take Snow White into the forest and kill her," she screamed. "Cut out her heart and bring it to me as proof that you have done as I have ordered."
Pale and trembling, the royal huntsman found Snow White playing in the garden and grabbed her by the hand. Not once did he look at her. Not once did he speak. Deep in the forest, he drew his dagger and held it to Snow White's heart.
"Now you must die."
But when she looked up at him, her red lips trembled and her black hair spilled around her shoulders.
"Let the wild beasts kill you," cried the huntsman. "I cannot."
And he ran off, leaving her alone in the forest. On his way back to the palace, he killed a small fallow deer and cut out its heart. When he gave it to the cruel queen, he told her it was Snow White's heart. She gave a wild laugh and threw it to her dogs.
"So much for Snow White," she cried.
Snow White wandered lonely through the forest, frightened at shadows and fearful of strange sounds. But when the trees and bushes saw how lovely and afraid she was, they turned aside their thorns, and the sharp stones refused to cut her feet. At dusk, she found a tiny house among the trees. There was no answer to her knock, so she pushed the door and went in. What a funny little place it was. Everything was very neat. There was a check cloth spread on the table with seven loaves and seven plates, seven knives, forks, spoons, and goblets of wine, all laid out, ready for supper. By the wall there were seven beds, all in a row. "I'm very hungry," thought Snow White, and she took a small bite from each piece of bread and then a sip of wine from each goblet. Then she tried each bed in turn. "This bed is too long," she said, "and this one is too short." But when she reached the seventh bed, it was just right. Soon she was fast asleep. The seven dwarfs who lived in the cottage returned at nightfall. They had been digging for gold in the mountains and were tired after their long day's work. They lit their candles and looked around the room.
who's been sitting on my stool?
Said the first dwarf. And touching my plate.
And eating my bread. And licking my spoon. And using my fork.
And moving my knife.
And drinking my wine,
said the seventh and last dwarf. The first dwarf went over to the bed by the wall.
Someone has been lying in my bed, he cried.
And mine.
And mine, said the others. There is someone still sleeping in my bed,
said the seventh and last dwarf. They crowded round the bed to look.
Less noise,
said the first dwarf.
Keep those lights down,
said the second.
Be careful not to wake her,
said the third. So the last dwarf slept the night with the others, an hour in each bed. Snow White was very frightened when she woke up next morning and saw the dwarves. But they listened to her story and were delighted she had come to stay.
You can cook, can't you?
Asked the first dwarf.
And wash.
And clean.
And knit.
And spin,
asked the others.
Then of course you must live with us,
they chorused.
But remember, don't let anyone into the house while we are away.
For months, the queen thought that Snow White was dead, and she didn't ask the mirror her question again until late one evening when the king was away.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
The mirror replied,
You, O queen, are fair and lovely too, but Snow White's still more fair than you.
The queen's face turned black with rage, and she screamed in fury as she demanded where Snow White could be found. The mirror sighed heavily and told her. Disguising herself as a peddler, the wicked queen searched the forest until she found the cottage.
Fine wares to sell,
she cried as she knocked at the little door.
Good morning, said Snow White. Do you have some pretty things for me to buy?
I have laces, bobbins, and ribbons of every colour of the rainbow, said the queen.
Snow White quite forgot the dwarf's solemn warning as she let the visitor in.
Gracious child, the queen exclaimed. How badly your bodice is laced. Let me do it.
And she took a ribbon from her tray. The peddler threaded the ribbon, then pulled it tighter and tighter until the breath was squeezed out of Snow White's body and she fell down in a faint.
So much for your beauty, cackled the cruel queen. Now you will die. We're home,
called the dwarves. But no one answered. Snow White was as pale as death when they found her.
Loosen her lace,
the dwarves shouted in panic. When the first dwarf cut it, the life-giving air rushed into her lungs and Snow White quickly recovered.
The queen will find out you're alive,
they warned.
You mustn't let her in.
Of course, the queen soon found out that Snow White wasn't dead. Using all her magic powers, she prepared a very special apple. One side was green and safe to eat. The other side was red and deadly poisonous.
Apples,
she called, knocking at the cottage door.
Crisp, juicy apples. Please go away,
Snow White said as she peeped through the window. I'm not allowed to open the door to strangers.
Wise girl,
replied the queen, as she took the poisoned apple from her basket and turned the green side to her lips to bite into it.
Here,
she said.
Take the rest and enjoy it.
The apple did look extremely good. Snow White leaned out of the window and took the half which was red and juicy. She took one bite and fell down dead.
That's the end of you,
chortled the queen as she returned home in triumph.
At nightfall, the dwarves came back from the mountain.
No!
Cried the first dwarf when he found Snow White.
How empty our lives will be without her,
they all said sorrowfully. The dwarves could not bury her in the cold, dark earth, so they made a coffin of glass so that they could still see her. Then they made a golden plaque and wrote on it, Here lies Snow White, the daughter of a king. They set the coffin on a green hill and guarded it day and night. Birds came to sing there, and animals came to sit there. The squirrels came first, then the rabbits, and last, a young fallow deer. Snow White lay in her coffin for many years, and never once did the dwarves leave her alone. Slowly she grew into a young woman, more beautiful than she had ever been. At last, a prince rode past and saw the coffin and the words written on the golden plaque.
I would like to take her away with me, he said,
but the dwarves would not part with her.
Will you take money?
He asked.
She was worth more to us than all the gold in the world, the dwarves replied. Then for sheer pity, let me kiss her once,
begged the prince.
For if she were alive, I would have loved her more than life itself.
The dwarves talked among themselves.
All right, just one kiss, they said,
and opened the glass coffin. But as the prince's lips touched the lips of Snow White, a piece of apple fell from her mouth, and she opened her eyes.
Where am I?
Safe, said the prince. And when Snow White looked into his face, she could hardly believe what she saw.
Your eyes are the color of the sea. Your hair is as golden as the sun.
The prince was overjoyed as he lifted her from the coffin.
I love you more than all the world. Marry me and come with me to my father's kingdom.
And so Snow White said goodbye to the seven dwarfs, who had loved her so much. She thanked them and promised that she would visit them often. Then she went with the prince to his father's castle, where a great feast was prepared for their wedding. Meanwhile, the wicked queen preened herself in front of the magic mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest one of all?
The mirror gave a triumphant laugh.
Ha, your loathsome face is black as night compared to the beauty of Snow White.
Ah! Screamed the queen and tore the mirror off the wall and dashed it against the windowsill. It shattered into a thousand pieces.
A sliver of glass as sharp as an icicle pierced the queen's wicked heart and she fell down dead among the glittering fragments. So the wicked queen never lived to see Snow White at her loveliest, riding at her father's side to her wedding in the palace chapel, where her handsome prince awaited her.